Do you have a local bird in your neighbourhood? We got a couple in Redfern. I'm talking about birds that are friendly members of businesses, where you go to a shop and they've got a cockatoo out the front, and they always bring a smile to the faces of passers-by. We've got a couple of them in our neighbourhood, and they are various shops. One of them is like an old wares shop, and the other one, a relatively new one, I don't know what they sell, but they've got the cockatoo out the front. And I know from my own experience that the kids love it, because I've got to take Maisie past the cockatoo, my little niece, so that she can see the cockatoo. Well, the humble cockatoo is under attack today. A store in Victoria is being forced to pay an annual fee of $600 just so they can keep their pet cockatoo called Charlie. Charlie's been the store's resident cockatoo for the last 7 years. They've never had to pay a cent to keep him until now. Belinda Robbins is from Hillsville Stock Feed. She joins me on the line. Hello, Belinda.
How are you going?
I'm all right. How's Charlie?
Charlie's fine. He's a bit of a celebrity at the moment.
Where does Charlie position himself in the store?
He's actually out the front of the store in his cage where he has been situated for the last 7 years. My friend Catherine Crowe owns the stock feed, and Charlie's been an icon of Hillsville for all that time.
Has Charlie been causing any trouble at all, Belinda? Anything that Charlie's done to warrant this kind of crackdown or attention from council?
There apparently was. Catherine was saying one particular lady who is a little bit challenged, I would say, and she professed to say that Charlie, when she walked past him one morning, said, "Help me," which he hasn't said that before. So she promptly went and made a complaint, and then three wildlife officers came and confronted Catherine last Friday at work and said that she needed to get either a $600 permit for each year to have him out the front because he was classified as a bird on display.
So let me get this right. A woman thinks she heard the cockatoo say, "Help me," so yes. She's called the authorities. They've come in to say, "You've got to pay $600 a year if you want to keep Charlie."
Yes.
So they're happy for Charlie to stay and not be helped or saved, even though clearly the talking bird didn't say, "Help me," to this lady, but
no,
they just want a little bit of money in their pocket for their troubles.
Yes, they want $600 a year to have him out the front because they have classified him as a bird on display. Catherine's had him out the front for the last 7 years since they've owned the stock feed, and she's never received any monies whatsoever. That's just where he lives.
Is Catherine going to be paying up the $600?
No, she's hoping not to. She had a rough trot in the last 12 months with the passing of her husband and her father-in-law in the last 2 weeks. So this was the last thing that she really needed.
Well, we should be shocked, but sadly we're not, and I'll find out whether the same thing's going on here in Sydney. But, Belinda, you keep on fighting the good fight on behalf of Catherine and Charlie as well. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you for your time.
Belinda Robbins, have you experienced that before? If you're keeping a cockatoo outside a shop, surely you don't have to pay for the privilege, do you?